Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk. Thank you for joining on this Friday, looking at Ephesians chapter 1. Last week we looked at verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. And that's also giving us an opportunity to say, are we going to receive these blessings? Not only can we turn to Ephesians chapter 1 and look at what they are, but are we willing as individuals to receive those blessings? And so today I was looking at verses 5 and 6. I'm going to read out of ESV, then Susan's going to read it out of hers. She's got the NLT version. So let's start with verse 5. He predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved.
Okay, verse 5. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son.
So it's interesting thing about predestined and adoption. And so we've been doing a little bit of talking about predestination, the sovereignty of God, the free will of man, trying to, you know, put all that together and knowing that as we look through our Bible, Jesus is not willing that any should perish. But I don't know if you've ever been part of an adoption process. We have not actually sat in a courtroom. I've heard stories of people that have done that. One of those, like was with Dustin and Ansley Woods, they adopted a little girl. I talked to Steve Trinkle about that. Cameron and Sarah Beth adopted their children. And what it was like to be for Steve just to sit there and watch the judge now pronounce, okay, now we are making a proclamation that these children are yours. They are, you have adopted them. Obviously, there was no dry eye in the room. And so it's just neat for you and I to think about predestination, the sovereignty. There's never been a part of God's plan that we weren't a part of it, that he knew all about it. It doesn't make sense in my little mind to process that, how he puts that all together and given us this opportunity. And so it's also then neat to think about the word adoption, how he adopted me into his family. So what are you thinking as you think of these?
Yeah, I think what stuck out to me as I read it several times is he adopted us into his family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. So it is because of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, shed his blood, made a way for our redemption. Mm-hmm. Then, therefore, he adopted us. And just thankful that we take on his name. We created in his image. We bear the name of Jesus Christ in our lives. So once again, that affects who we are, what we do, what we say, the actions that we take.
Yeah, that's also interesting because I didn't think about the Jesus part until you were just reading it. And so often how many churches have split over predestination, adoption, for election, all that stuff. And really the main point of all this, the only way that any of that takes place is because of Jesus' willingness to die on the cross for us. So that is a good thing. Through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he's blessed us in the beloved. So, yeah, neat opportunity just to remind him that really the main thing is how do we share the gospel with the people that are around us? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter if we're elected or ordained or whatever. Mm-hmm. We have an opportunity and responsibility to share the gospel. Yeah. And that is the greatest gift and the greatest blessing. So, anything else that you're thinking?
Nope. Just thankful that there's nothing we can do to, bad English, but unbecome one of his children. Mm-hmm. Once he wraps his arm around us and nothing can pluck us out of his hand. I and the Father are one because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hmm. All right, Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to gather around your word and the Let's Talk ministry. And it's interesting how this goes around to different places. And so may your word come alive in people's hearts and lives. It is neat to think about predestination. It is neat to think about adoption. But the excitement of our heart really needs to be that Jesus, you are the way, the truth, the life. And so keep that the main thing of who we are, and use our lives to honor you today, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Have a great day.
Bye.